So last January, Lutheran Social Services of Illinois laid off 43% of their staff. So at this point, the budget impasse had been going on for around 6 months. And, you know, I knew some of what the impacts were, right? You hear stories on the news. Being at the U of I, I knew some of the effects it was having there. But hearing that story really made me start to understand the severity of what this was doing, particularly to our social services and human services organizations. I previously worked in the nonprofit sector, so I kind of had a sense that losing nearly 50% of the staff of one of the largest social service agencies in the state is a really devastating thing. And so that got me thinking that I didn't really understand the full breadth of what was happening with the state budget impasse. And so I became curious to see, how far does this extend? What all is this touching? And the idea for visualizing it or trying to compile it all in one place was realizing that, you know, if I was having trouble wrapping my head around this, understanding what this really means kind of for everyday Illinois residents, I'm sure many other people would have trouble with that as well.
So what sources did you use to try and compile all of this information?
Mm-hmm. So there have been a number of advocacy groups throughout the state that have been trying to track the impacts of the budget impasse. It's a difficult thing to do because it's an ongoing situation, so it's changing all the time. But I was able to use a lot of really great information from organizations like Voices for Illinois Children, which have a really comprehensive list of the different ways that the budget impasse is affecting a wide array of organizations and institutions in the state, and then from more specialty groups like the Illinois Partners for Human Services, from Illinois Public Health Association. A variety of different specialty groups have been tracking the impacts of the budget impasse in their own fields. So I was able to draw on a lot of their work.
And as you looked at some of these different areas, let's start with social services. You mentioned that that's kind of what triggered all of this for you.
Right.
Was there anything that you found that really stood out to you that really made an impact?
So a few things. I guess one thing that made an impact on me was just the wide array, right, of different kinds of social and human service agencies that are affected. So it's everything from rape crisis centers to senior care and care for older adults. It goes into health agencies, right, organizations that deal with autism, epilepsy. So really the wide array that this touches, it's kind of like if you go through the site, if you look at all of the different things that the budget impasse affects, there's probably something that resonates with you. That's something you have personal experience with. So that's one thing that was interesting. Another thing that's interesting and maybe counterintuitive to some people is the Illinois Partners for Human Services. They've recently put together a report on the economic impact of human services in Illinois. And one of their findings that's may not have been expected is that if you look at the effect of human services on a per capita basis, right, how many human service organizations there are per person in poverty, we might expect that to be really concentrated in the Chicagoland area. I think that's where we think a lot of our human service resources are going. And they are because it's a population center in the state. So they are going there. But if you look at it on a per-person basis, there are many parts of downstate Illinois that really rely on those resources more heavily than Chicagoland. So it's really the budget impasse when it comes to human services is affecting the entire state, and perhaps in ways that we wouldn't intuitively expect.
Higher education, obviously an area you mentioned, again, one that directly impacts you right now as a graduate student here at the University of Illinois. As you looked at the impact of higher education, what's an area or two that really stood out to you there?
All of the public universities in the state, of course, are struggling with it. I'm sure many listeners are familiar with what's been happening at Chicago State University, nearly closing. For me, one of the things that's also striking is when it comes to the MAP grant funding. And coming to realize, you hear about MAP grant funding quite often, I think, as we talk about the budget debate. But understanding that we're talking about around 125,000 students in the state of Illinois who haven't had certainty this year how they were going to pay for school. Just understanding the scale of that was really surprising to me. Because while I'd been hearing about MAP grant recipients for a long time, I'm not sure I understood what a large body of students we're talking about. And these are students who are largely first-generation students. Over 50% of Black and Latino students at public universities in Illinois rely on MAP grants. So understanding the demographics and the size of that population was something that was really eye-opening for me.
And something else that I know you highlighted on this website as well was the impact on health in the state.
Mm-hmm.
What are some ways that the impasse is impacting health, and how can we maybe understand that in a visual form or in the dollars and cents involved here?
Right. So when it comes to health in the state, so the Illinois Public Health Association recently did a survey where they asked public health departments, your county public health department throughout the state, you know, how they've been impacted by the budget impasse. And they had 51 counties respond. And of those, 80% have been affected in some way. So I believe 2/3 of them have had to reduce staffing, either laying off people or reducing hours. And of course, this reduces their ability to provide a wide variety of services that matter both for individuals and then for our health as kind of communities, right? So things like breast cancer screenings, HIV testing, they're sort of, you know, disease prevention programs, immunizations. Those are things that are suffering at the moment, which are things that affect, you know, of course, both individuals who can no longer receive those services, but they have a broader impact for everybody in those regions.
And what do you hope the result is of all this work you've put
mm-hmm.
in?
Well, first and foremost, I think of it as a public education project. Right, coming from the place of me personally not understanding what this means for other Illinois residents. So that's what I hope, first of all, is that it creates better understanding throughout the state of how this is affecting your neighbors, how this is affecting people in your community. And then, of course, you know, if upon having that better understanding, you feel compelled to contact your elected officials to engage more in the debates we're having about how to resolve the budget impasse, I think that's really important as well.